Presence is the bridge between what you know and how you play when it matters most. I created this daily podcast to help you get out of your head and into the zone. I'm Jason Hsu, and this is Poker with Presence. So in college, my roommates were non-poker players, and the year that we turned 21, we decided to plan a spring break trip to Las Vegas. And for them, it was their first trip to Vegas, so we decided to just hang out, have a lot of fun, check out all the different casinos, walk up and down the strip, and gamble a little in each spot just to see and feel what it was like. And one of our roommates came up with this brilliant plan where his goal was to win $50 at a casino, and then he would immediately leave and go to the next one. So we were camped out in one casino, and he went and did his little tour of Vegas in that way. And so we were having a good time, having some drinks, and then our roommate comes in, and his name was Josh. And Josh is a really great guy. He's got a big heart. And he also is a very confident guy, one of the most naturally confident people I've ever met. And he was feeling pretty good because apparently he had gone on a little run where he had taken the $50 out of two or three different casinos. And the last place he had been to was the Venetian. And so he comes to our blackjack table and the dealer asks him if he wants to sit down and play. And Josh just says, "Hell yeah, I'm going to play. I just took the Venetian." And the blackjack dealer kind of raises an eyebrow and he says, "Oh yeah, how'd you do?" And he says, "Yeah, I just took the Venetian for $50. And the dealer really can't help but let out a really big laugh. And he's like, "Oh yeah, is that right? Okay. And why don't you sit on down and see if you can take us for even more money?" And so that was just a really funny moment because Josh was very serious in terms of how he was perceiving himself as this kind of crusher of Las Vegas, as this guy who was going to show up and take a bunch of money out of Las Vegas and be one of the very few people who was going to be able to walk away with fistful of money. The reason why I wanted to tell this story is not to make fun of Josh, but to actually give a really clear example of all the ways that we do this in our own lives, in our own journey with poker. I know this is something I've done millions of times, or I'm on a winning streak. I've won some money, I've won some sessions, and all of a sudden, people who I thought were tough opponents, now I'm saying things like, "Oh, that guy sucks. Oh, this group of people, this pool is easy to beat. I'm crushing them, I'm on another level now." And in reality, it's just variance that has gotten into my head. It has taken me to a level where I'm no longer connected to what's really happening, which is I've been running good and probably playing pretty well, but it's inflating my ego, it's inflating my sense of self-worth beyond what is reasonable. And looking back, what I can tell you with total honesty is that every single time that happened, I know that I had lost connection. I had lost that sense of presence with myself. And because I lost that connection to myself, that's when I was able to go all the way into my head and let all these thoughts of, "I'm going to take over the poker world, I'm going to be the best, nobody can beat me anymore," I started believing those things to be true. But anytime that I was running good, and especially later on in my career when I had put more focus and emphasis on connecting to myself and creating presence, those thoughts weren't as believable. They might skim through my head, but they didn't catch my attention. And I didn't allow them to take my focus off of what was really important, which is continuing to get better, continuing to show up and play my best each day. And so the more present that you can get, the more you can focus on fueling yourself through connecting your mind and your body together, the more that you're going to be able to handle really great things happening without it going to this extreme endpoint of, "I am the greatest, nobody can beat me anymore." Because that's where you get the danger. That's where you become too confident, because that's a confidence that you haven't earned. And so there's a big difference between confidence that you haven't earned and confidence that you know you actually own because you've done all the work. As you get more connection going and more flow going each day in your relationship to poker and life, notice how your relationship to confidence changes and see where that takes you. And I promise that the more that you can ignore and get rid of that overconfidence that is fake, the more that the real confidence can start to emerge and your game will go to even higher levels than it already is, because you know in your system that what you've got going on is the real deal. All right. Thanks to my man, Josh, for being such a great guy and being somebody who I had such a great time hanging out with back in the school days. And thanks to all of you for really listening, taking in all the messages I'm delivering here on this show each day. If you want more information on how to create actual presence, connection, and emotional intelligence in your life, in your poker game, you can follow me over on Twitter. It's at Jason B. Sue. I'm posting stuff on there basically every day these days, and I'll always let you know what I think. All right. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening as always, and I'll see you on the next episode. PokerWithPresence.com